people have been arriving in Wrangell for this weekend's rededication of the Chief Shakes Island House. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has this story on the canoes that came for the event.
Dry land and friendly faces were a welcome sight for the paddlers after a long and hard journey to Wrangell. The Wrangell canoe headed to Bank Island Wednesday morning to meet the other crews. At Five Mile Island, Wrangell's crew needed to board their support boat due to dangerously rough seas. Paddlers from Kasan and Thorn Bay were already on the island when the Wrangell crew arrived. A teenage paddler from Prince of Wales became separated from the rest of his crew while on a hike in the early afternoon. Wrangell Search and Rescue responded to the crew's call in the early evening. The paddler was found safe and unhurt about 2 hours later, but he was missing for over 5 hours. The rest of the paddlers from Juneau, Sitka, Yakutat, Petersburg, and Prince of Wales arrived just before midnight. They warmed up by a large fire pit in the main bunkhouse on the island and tried to dry out many layers of wet clothing. The seven canoes left Bank Island at about noon yesterday to finish the journey to Wrangell. After a brief stop at Five Mile, the canoes lined up and paddled through the breakwater. Each canoe requested permission to land on Shakes Island.
Land your canoe here!
Wrangell elders welcomed each individually and gave them fresh water. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.